Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And switching gears, there are about 175 different kinds of mosquitoes in the U.S., 50 in North Texas alone, some harmless, some carrying diseases like West Nile, others potential carriers of the Zika virus. Lauren Silverman from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard caught up with a mosquito hunter who works for the city of Denton.
On the shelves that line a small museum on the University of North Texas campus, there are all sorts of oddities. A bird embryo, a mounted raccoon, something floating in a jar.
Yeah, well, that's a fetal pig. And,
but biology professor James Kennedy wants me to focus on one of the world's most dangerous animals, the mosquito.
This is a reference collection that we've put together.
Kennedy opens up a box with dozens of mosquitoes pinned to a white board. Each year, mosquito bites result in the deaths of more than 1 million people worldwide. Some of them carry malaria, dengue, chikungunya, West Nile, and yes, Zika. Still, Kennedy doesn't hate them.
I have an inordinate fondness for mosquitoes. That doesn't mean I love mosquitoes, but I respect them, and I look at the role that they played in world history and that they continue to play in world history, and I just find them fascinating from that standpoint.
Let's get one thing straight. Not all mosquitoes are the same. There are more than 50 types in North Texas alone, each with their own color, shape, and personality.
And so we'll have mosquitoes that are active at night. We have mosquitoes that are active during the day. We have mosquitoes that are active at the dusk. We have mosquitoes that live in ponds. We have mosquitoes that live, what we call container breeding mosquitoes, that live in small amounts.
Okay, you get the idea. To better control the mosquitoes around us, Kennedy says you need to know what kinds live where you live. For example, both the mosquitoes capable of carrying West Nile and Zika live here in North Texas. To get a closer look at the mosquito that carries the Zika virus, we pull out a microscope in a nearby lab.
So let's take a look.
All right.
Aedes aegypti, the mosquito that carries the Zika virus, has a black and white body with stripes on its legs.
When this is alive, it's a striking mosquito. You can pick it out.
It almost looks like a zebra with feathery antennae.
Those are receptors on there that allow the mosquito to hone in on its prey. So there's chemoreceptors on there, so they're picking up things like lactic acid from your body, different body smells, different odors.
Only female mosquitoes bite. See, they need a blood meal so they can lay eggs. And those clusters of eggs need water to hatch. Kennedy says it pays off to do a little cleanup around your house.
You're not just looking for a pool of water or a bucket of water necessarily. You're looking for those microhabitats where it might be a soft drink can. Mosquito came along, ovipositing in that soft drink can. Or your kids leave their toys out, you have your sprinkler system on, and it just takes just that fraction of an inch of water.
So why not just try and exterminate all mosquitoes? After years dedicated to the insect, graduate student Beth Hambrick is a passionate defender.
Everyone's always so quick to hate on mosquitoes, but they're so important in the ecosystem. They bring so much biomass and so much energy, so to different bats and birds, all these different creatures that actually prey on mosquitoes. So people that are so quick to dismiss them, they need to realize that they play an important part in the ecosystem.
In fact, mosquitoes have been on Earth for more than 200 million years. Some people thought we'd get rid of them with pesticides like DDT, but instead, certain species built up resistance. The lesson, Professor Kennedy says, is that we need to better understand the bugs to control them. And that starts with acknowledging there's no quick fix. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Silverman.